Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Look at this verse, Isaiah 56 verse 10. His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs. They cannot bark, sleeping, lying down, loving to slumber. This is how the Father describes the watchmen, you and I. Ministers. It says, we are dumb dogs, ignorant. It says they are all dumb dogs. It doesn't say some of them. All dumb dogs. And says they cannot bark. You know, a dog that barks is warning of a danger that's coming. Because it's on its post. Barking is its post. Its post. And I don't know about us, because we look at our immediate situation. Oh, yeah. The church is growing. Hey, says he 2001, says he 200, says he 60, says he 70, says he 80, says he 90 now. Your yard is filled with cars. And you say, no, man, something is going on. The presence of the Lord is here. And that those who are dying there, because you can't bark, it's slumbering, sleeping. When there's slumber, when there's ignorance with regards to the watch posts as to what is entering communities, and those things are able to do whatever it is that they do, that they are willy-nilly, then we are false ministers. This is characteristic of false ministry. Mayahi?
Yeah. Ahi, thank you. When you speak to me, something comes to mind where I've seen people that have been ministers, and but bontate ba batona, you know, very old. Probably they've been in ministry for maybe over 40 years.
Sure.
Now, o tla ko kereteng ya moshimanyana o ibile a leng ko tlase ga 40 years.
Yeah.
Are utobata anointing because kereke ya ga ga e gole.
Hey, yeah.
Wae bot. Are kereke ya ga ga e gole. Bona kereke ya ga go wena.
E gola jang?
In 2 years.
Yeah.
So tsona le thousands and thousands
of people.
Of people. Mare nna ke na le 40 years mara ai pitego ya ke tsantsene le ko less than 30.
Yeah.
So now ke so go ke tswante eng ka gore ke tlhole ke sheba mo TV ke re ha re di tlobatsa anointing ya gago
eish eba spiritual father saka.
So I'm telling you now, ke yone ntho e the scripture now se buang ka yone gore they are blind, so spiritually they cannot hear, because ba tsela re dilo ka litho la senama. Not nothing more,
yeah.
Well, but maybe quantity, not quality.
Yeah.
How about we listen to land maybe? But Baba can learn now. Live the local fati. Or but we want Baba Maya. Oh, did you say by low buffer who attract a crowd? So this is what we want to hear. So they are dumb dogs, unable to bark. Like, I mean, how only security guard? Oh, get it, open my limbs, I'll be civil for a little, Ubaka, Charama, who don't have a limit of an act. If Honoko, I know, I do be fella, Ilin, Jas fella, I can't even have a little bit of a cry. I can also play. So, Rahore, hey, Messias and Motu, Gaston. We really need to change our ways. Other things that we need to speak about, we've been lied to in terms of the stickers, the stickers, how to reka, so to protect the koloi ya gago. Photo eho reka, to protect anku ya gago. You know, there's many things. Kupila ka rekisho a Lion of Judah.
Hey. Yeah.
So there's a whole lot of things. are shebelle Timothy my ahi Timothy chapter number 1 Timothy chapter number 4 yare some false prophets begin in sound doctrine and true faith, but they wander away from the truth.
Yeah.
Kabasimula, they have the zeal. Kabasimula, but you know, like when maybe Nerukularo wrote, how by easy you see who you wanna take me to Tamani, Limutaka, oh. Why one? Nana, you have for Abba and all that. But now things have changed.
Yes.
So, which means now, this may be a pastor or a small group of leaders who are teaching sound doctrine at the time. Now, ustata kubona kure man mejiki. Wabana kwa sababu mbarno, kima tanga kuisa kukai kai kure ubofe. So that how buwa, then batu, they must start, you know, by church and everything. So now, it is what the scripture is speaking about. So, their words will also seem intelligent. 1 Timothy chapter number 6, chapter number 6, number 20. False teachers are not only amicable and popular. They are also usually intelligent. And by intelligent, they are according to the worldly standard. They come across wise, they sounding so convincing. Mareka false teaching. So that many can make mistakes. Take of their worldly wisdom for their spiritual wisdom. So, Musula wabone, Sarasubaka, remember, kini disciple ni my ah. Kisarasa chonan kusi ni bala hore, babarekela muso wa his feet, and it's about recruiting souls kwa isa ko muso wa his feet, and the more they bring people, mo muso wa his feet, bakra li renke.
Yeah.
So may Abba really help us.
Yeah. May he help us.
May Abba really help us. Re tsera nna le epithaiti ya dilo tsa maaka, re tsera nna selfish, ra nna le the spirit of money grabbing, because nako nngwe le rona re batla di-position ga nka ipona ke le motho ko gagage ke le amabera dilo dilonyana tse di yano, because now one kit, one toma and all that, you know, and ga ba fetsa they even sleep le basadi ba matlhaka ba berekelang ba
go tlhakatlhakane. Le ba ruti, le ba ruti ba robalana man.
Ey maagi. And ba sa go bona ra yiti.
Ba tshentshisane hape le ka basadi.
Exactly.
Hana.
Ke muso wa lefifi o.
Ya, ke tlhakantsuke. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters, and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, then, the time has just gone on to 18 and a half over the hour 7. We are together till the hour 8, and Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Hey, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And the characteristics of false ministers. How do you see them? I choose to look into the nation, you know. And then my colleagues, guests, friends, brothers, sisters, you can look into other angles that would indicate that there is a scourge of false ministry
in the land. You know, these things would show, they would indicate that there is such. Verse 11 and 12 of Isaiah 56 says, yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough, and they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look at their own way, everyone for his own gain, for his own territory. I'm supporting what Barukia was saying. Everyone for his own gain, for his own territory. When you look into the immediate, you see also that, you know, people are building empires and all that. Verse 12, come, one says, I will bring wine, and we fill ourselves with intoxicating drink. Tomorrow we will be as today and much more abundant. Don't they do that? Hey, I remember I was in Guatemala. There's a place called Ferchenuch. I was in Guatemala. It was at a funeral. I was surprised that, you know, there is a room that was designated for Baruti Bale Neba Boluka Mola. And then I was asking my brother, and I said, why we le room for demons? He says, no, bana le staff for Sabona. They have their own staff in that room. It are all kinds of brandies and stuff and stuff and stuff. They drink in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what is happening these days. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear. 082-657-2729. Talk to us. We are here to get a feel of what you say about this. Maybe I'm seeing it wrong by looking at it nationally, but this is what I've been seeing all along. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Hey, Abel.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, Pastor. Na wonke ma guest na ola po studio.
Thank you.
Na bobonka ba mamela ba kwa radio pulpit. Hey, Pastor, ngiyizwe topic ya namuhla, Pastor. Ngiyizwe topic ya namuhla khuluma nge false ministry, Pastor.
Yeah.
Yo, Pastor, kunzima. Sitonsa nzima emabandleni, Pastor. Sitonsa nzima, Pastor, emabandleni kushunyayelwa amanga kuphela, Pastor.
Yebo.
Siye emasontweni siyodinga usizo, sidinga ukuxhumana noNkulunkulu nokwazi kangcono ngoNkulunkulu, Pastor. Kodwa masike emasontweni siyalahlekiswa. It's all about money, Pastor. It's all about prosperity. It's all about success. Akusadunyiswa uNkulunkulu, Pastor Ray, emasontweni. Sekudunyiswa imali neprosperity nesuccess nama-miracles. Ma unganikelanga, Pastor Ray, esontweni awu-anointwa. Ku-anointwa abantu abanikele, abantu abakhipha koshume, abantu abapledgeayo emasontweni, abantu abenza ama-sacrifice, ibona aba-anointwayo, ibona abathandazelwayo. Wena ungakhiphanga next, Pastor Ray. Kuba nzima ukuthi u-anointwe ngoba kwasesibingelelweni kubizwa abantu abanikele okweshume, abantu abapledgile, abantu abakhipha ama-sacrifice, ibona abathola ama-anointing oil. Pastor
Ray.
Yonke into eshunyelwayo emasontweni nowadays, it's about prosperity. UNkulunkulu asize, Pastor Ray, ngoba siye emasontweni siyodinga usizo ukuze sikwazi ukuxhumana kangcono noNkulunkulu, senze umehluko emphakathini, kodwa masike emasontweni siyalahleka. Yonke into ekhulunywa emasontweni nje abafundisi bakhuluma into ebenefita bona, ayinto ebenefita bona, Pastor Ray. Ayisibenefiti thini, asisafundi izwe lenkosi kodwa siyonikela. Ishi awunikelanga awu-anointwa. Ya, Pastor Ray, kunzima, kunzima. Silahleka sisemabandleni, sisema bandleni kodwa Pastor Race la ingakho singakhuli nje asikhule emoyeni especially if awukwazi ukubona lokho ishi ungakhona ukubona lokho kuba nzima kakhulu because uthola sewenza isono kodwa phakathi esontweni wenza isono kodwa usesontweni because abafundisi bona self basenza isono ngoba lento abayishumayelakho ayisekho ayisaqondi Pastor Ray ayisahambi ngendlela siyalahleka emabandleni ngathi uNkulunkulu angasinqeda ngathi uNkulunkulu angasinqeda ngempela ya angasinqeda uNkulunkulu ayehlisa umusa wakhe usilondoloze sikwazi ukuhamba ezindleleni ezilungile nabafundisi bake bakuphenduke ngempela bayekele ukushumayela lamanga bawashumayela kwamasontweni bashumayela iqiniso basilide endleleni e-right ngoba abantu abaningi especially abangalazi iqiniso abangakhoni ukufunda izwi leNkosi bameditate kulona bayalahleka sezizinto ezirongo sisemabandleni sisemasontweni kodwa sizithola sesezizinto ezirongo because everything is about miracle, prosperity, success. It's not about the weight of God anymore. It's not about the will of God anymore, but it's about prosperity, success. It's the only success emasontweni nama miracles nayo yonke lento. So Pastor Ray ngathi uNkulunkulu angasinceda ngoba ngempela siyalahleka silahleka nje sisemasontweni silandela abafundisi ukuthi basifundise izwi leNkosi kodwa abafundisi bona basilahlekisa ngokwabo sigcina sesikhonza lamadimoni bona bawakhonzayo because thina sisesontweni nabathenza lokhu yenza nabathenza lokhu yenza sigcina sizithola sihamba enyaweni zabo senza le mikhuba bayenzayo nabo ngoba ngempela Pastor Ray kunzima le masontweni ya kunzima kakhulu siyalahleka ngathi uNkulunkulu angasinceda Pastor Ray ngiyabonga kakhulu nami ukuthola ithuba lokuphawulela ngelanamuhla uNkulunkulu abe nani anibusise thank you.
Thank you so much, Abel. May the Father bless you abundantly, sir.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Babongane.
Babona mfundisi Ray nomfundisi Barukia mphinde ngibingeleleke na uProfessor Mbethi ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit. Isihloko sanamhlanje esithi the characteristics of false ministers. Laba ke ngabafundisi ke bamanga abamelana ke neqiniso abashumayela ke izinto ke eziphambene nezwi likaNkulunkulu sifunde ke encwadini Proverbs chapter 6 verse 19 a false witness who speaks lies and one who sow discord among brethren babanga ke ingxabano ke ngaphakathi kwabazalwane kungabikho ke ukuthula labo ke abafakazi ke bamanga they breathe out violence kuyaliwa ke khalibhakela ke lapha ke emabandleni kuba nama kicks ke kuyakhahlelwana ke kuba no Jackie Chan ke lapho ke manje ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ke boqotho bayazithoba bagweme ke udlame laba ke abafakazi ke bamanga bamelana ke no Christ Jesu bafakaze ke amanga ngenkosi yamakhosi engu Christ Jesu bangamukeli nokuthi uyindodana ke kaNkuluNkulu sifunde ke encwadini 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 15 ithi yes and we are found false witness of God because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise. Ngempela ke abakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu wamvusa ke uJesu Kristu kwabafileyo. Sifunde ke no 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you who will secretly bring in destruction, heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. Ngempela ke bayayiphika ke indaba ke kaJesu Kristu ukuthi uyindodana ke kaNkulunkulu, futhi ke babonakala ke ngokuzikhukhumeza. They boast of the things which they do, they transform themselves into the believers, bezenze sengathi ke bangabazalwane ke basindisiwe kukhona impakamo ke nangemisebenzi abayenzayo, sengathi ke yibona ke abenza ke ngamandla abo, bakhohlwe ke nangonkulunkulu. Sifunde ke futhi ke la izenzo, Acts chapter 6 verse 13. They also set up false witness who said, this man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. Bakhuluma ke inoma kanjani ngendaba ke yobungcwele nangomthetho ke kaNkulunkulu, bawucekeleke phansi. Yikhona ke lokhu okubonakalisa ke ukuthi ke bangabafakazi noma ke ngabaprofeti bamanga. Psalms 35 verse 11, fierce witness rise up, they ask me things that I do not know. Ngempela ke baza ke nemibuzo ecakile engekho ke nasezwini likaNkulunkulu, impendulo zakhona ezingekho ke nasezwini likaNkulunkulu. Befuna nje ukulinga ke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ngemibuzo yabo ephambene. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu, anibusise ke. Amen.
Amen. Inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga, babongani, kubonga mina.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right. Send us your WhatsApps. 082-657-2729. Let's get what you say, man. We are touching on the very issue of characteristics of false ministers. Me Pakula Maureen, I see your WhatsApp. It's 11 and a half minutes long. I'm going to divide it into three. So that you can have a chance. I'm just going to divide it into three. Three, that is 4, 8, 12. That is 4 minutes each, so that, you know, others can be able to also come in and talk with regards to that. But before we go to that, let me come to you again, Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Alright, now, when you look into Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21, for the shepherds have become dull-hearted and have not sought the Elohim. The other translation says, for the shepherds have become brutish, and have not sought the Elohim. Therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. When we see people being scattered, I mean, there's this thing that I described some 7 to 8 years ago. I call it church hopping. And I was saying to many ministers, you think your church is full of people, But about 45% of these people, if not 65%, are from other churches. Let me say it again. And you say your church is growing. You say, oh, no, we are a growing church now. We are fellowshipping in a 2,000-seater. But about 1,300 people in that church are from other ministries. So you never actually reached out to get them. They were not saved through your preaching, which you were sent to go and do. And then ask yourself, if they've hopped into your ministry, how many ministries have they hopped from? And that's the thing that I was asking many people about 8 years, 10 years ago. I knew it, that they won't invite me anymore in Lotus Garden. I knew they won't invite me anymore. And I said, this ministry belongs to the community and not to a particular family. This is not a business for a family. Now, the thing is, much of the times I think we lose sight of this. We become brutish. We become dull-hearted. And we don't seek the Father about the communities where we are. And that is why we see all these mix-ups in the communities. And that is why we see all the scatterings. The devil is happy with people church-hopping, because it makes us to... It makes us to think, but that's not. For 2 years, we are prosperous. Another 2 years are not prosperous. The next door pastor is prosperous. If you can see here in Pretoria, in most streets, there are two churches in a street. I mean, in Pretoria, the old Pretoria. And coming also to townships and the developing townships, you would see. There are churches everywhere. And I can tell you, a person would tell you, mina ngasindi song on 1977. Gupi. Akasakhumbuli, mara it's somewhere ngaseduduza. And others is because of work. You know, they migrate. But it's very rare that you see people being born again. And it's very often that you see people splintering and scattering. Some churches here in Pretoria, leaders ran away from the country. People are scattered. I just ran to America. I mean, people are scattered everywhere. Professor, this is indicative of false ministry. Professor.
Yo, that is deep. Because now the questions that you are asking as you are outlining it, what is ministry? Mm. What is ministry all about? Mm. Who are we ministering for?
Mm.
Because now it comes back to the objective of what we are doing. Are we ministering for ourselves, or are we ministering for the Most High?
Mm.
If we can be able to answer that properly, we will know that whatever we will do will have to be in line with the will, and the results are left to God. We're not going to fight for people. We're not going to fight for numbers. We're not going to fight for fame. But the picture that has been painted tells us that we are ministering for ourselves.
Mm.
It tells us that ministry is about ourselves. We have turned the ministry into business, not even the business of God, but our own business. And hence this verse in the book of Jeremiah that you quoted, it says, shepherds have become dull-hearted. A dull heart is the one that has lost a radiance of the Lord. It has lost the glamour of the Lord. It has lost God's presence. So we lose God's presence because we have turned things of God and we've made them ours, and the owner of the ministry is no longer amongst us.
Mm-hmm.
We are not seeking after the Lord, and hence we don't prosper the right way. We seek prosperity in wrong places.
Anyway.
Because now we are no longer prospering according to the ways of the Most High. We need prosperity that will be tangible, prosperity that will speak of me and about me, and hence we scatter people. I want to talk of one of the experiences that I had while we are along this picture
where we speak of the scattering of the flock, and some of them we deliberately chase them out because they are not fitting into the standard of my life. You are too poor to be in my church. You don't know much to be in my church. I don't need people who won't understand who am I, won't understand the language I speak, who won't understand the status and the lifestyle. And you deliberately deal with them in a manner that you don't want them, you chase them away. That I'm talking from what I've seen happening. And as you are bringing across this argument, this thing is coming back, that such of the ministers, of the leaders, have become dull-hearted. The glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is no longer in their heart because they don't seek after God. He who seeks after God knows what the cry of the Lord is. He knows that God is after the souls of men who are lost. But, Tina, what do? We scatter them because they don't fit in. They don't have what we have. They don't have the property that we have. I went to one of the churches where I was invited, and most of the time I drive small cars, and sometimes my cars are scratched because the kids have scratched them. And then I drove to the church, and then they were waiting for the speaker, and I didn't look like a speaker because of the car I was driving. And they parked everybody in right spaces where they have beautiful cars, and then we started asking, we're looking for the pastor. We came before the day of the conference because we wanted to see, but they were waiting for someone. So you understand that we have become dull. We have associated the things of God with a certain standard, with a certain thing that we have perceived ourselves. If you don't look like that, you don't belong. If you don't look the way they have perceived you, you don't belong. So there's a lot of perversion, a lot of glamour that has been associated with their way of living. And that's a sign and a characteristic of a false prophet and a false church, because they have associated God with these big cars that I won't say their name. And the people who are there for God to drink of the waters from the Most High, because they are poor, they get chased out. Because they cannot do what they expect them to do, they get chased out. But I spoke about prayers being given to people who have money, who have offered, who have tithes, which was very painful to listen to. You get to be anointed with their oil because you have offered. And I've seen in some cases when you offer, you need to come and touch the hand of a pastor and say you're getting certain anointing, certain blessings, because you came and offered with a certain amount. That's a sign of a false minister, false church. We are no longer about God, but we are more about us. It's no longer about the will of God. And this connection that we must have from prayer, we don't want to pray. Nobody wants to toil in prayer anymore, because everybody believes that Christ has done it, so we don't have to do anything, including to call on the name of the Lord. We think it's the business of Christ, and we say he's our intercessor, so we do whatever we want to do, and the rest is history. We see all of this that is happening, and it just poured out even to the nation. If the church is not positioned, what do we think will happen to the nation? Because we are the representative of the kingdom. So we cannot expect the government leaders to be in right positions if the church has not yet taken a position. We will continue complaining, we'll continue crying, but if we can start taking our position, we can then influence and we can see other things falling into place. We will continue to have the same problem because we first, who are trusted with the position and authority, are not yet in the right position.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Let me start with Ma'am Maureen Pakula. We will play this 4 minutes each.
Greetings to you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Brother Ray.
Thank you.
I greet all you of you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a song that I have brought before 6 o'clock. I didn't know, Uguti, Brother Ray, it was going to be you at the studio. And yengathi mina, Talk to me, I'm listening. Talk to me, 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 I'm listening. Talk to me, I'm listening. Talk.
I'm telling you, my brother, where there is God, there is a way. I am bringing this song.
Yes.
You know the person who is speaking right now?
Mm.
I don't know ukuthi uwethi to be a studio. Mina ngizasho ukuthi mina she is a professor of lies. Ngani ngoba I don't know ukuthi ngempela u professor ngeqiniso na.
How?
Professor of what?
How?
Hey, what doctor?
Professor you Sundays.
How?
Greetings to you, my brother, and to listeners of Radio Pulpit. You know, I will say with him, she is a prophet of life. Why? Because of I can even why I am saying with him, she is a prophet of life. So right now, but Om Sindi, si, Om Sindi, Om Sindi, si, uwe, oh, uwe, oli, temal. Om Sindi, si, Om Sindi, Om Sindi, si, Om Sindi, Om Sindi, si, uwe, oh, uwe, oli, temal. Oh, when I unamanda, oh, nama, unamanda, mina, agina, wo. Guwe, oh, guwe, olitemba, when I...
Right, that's the first 4 minutes. Putwam, is how about now?
Hey, Benarei.
Hey, Putwam.
Ngiyakubulisa ngibuse no professor wethu uBuyisondezi.
Nazoke, nazoke professor bayabingelela.
No brother Paruki.
Mm.
Greetings to you in the name greetings of our Lord. Thank you, brother.
Jesus Christ. Izinto ziyenza ngapha nangapha, bro. Siyasiqinisa.
Yeah.
Siyasiqinisa. So, brother, about the topic false prophets and deceptions. Many people are in bondage to the lies they believe, my brother.
Mm.
Jesus once said, lapha ku John 8, verse 32, you will know the truth and the truth will make you free.
Yeah.
Jesus wayekhuluma ngama temptations, accusation, esiwabonayo among even nebandla lika Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Ama accusation ne pride ukuthi mina ngingcono kunosibani bani.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why the devil is passing his counterfeits?
I'm a phone call.
It's the reality thing.
Yeah.
Uthumela abantu bakhe abangene kumasonto namabandla.
Hmm.
Today sithola abantu abagcoka izikhumba zembuzi ezandleni zabo, brother.
Hmm.
Babo buye bafaka amaduku aluhlaza blue.
Yes.
Bathathe iBhayibheli bakutshele ngefuture yakho nabayivulile. They are claiming to know events before they happen. Abantu baningi abaya kulabaholi ngoba befuna iprosperity instead of trusting Jesus Christ. People are following a proof to me attitude, by the way. That's why bagcwele kulamabandla. Lapho ku-TV manje kuma adverts brother kuphuma adverts ubone the so claiming pastors bathi nginama products lapha enye yi 500 rand enye imalini mawufuna ukuzophiliswa kepha uPeter no lento bonke aba prophet bazange babhadalisa izinto babhadalisa abantu.
Mm.
Yes. Kukhona futhi lapha uzadvertiser khona most of the time ubona abantu bewa beklima ukuthi niphilile.
Mm.
Lokho ama-Song Kong brother sikubonile umfundisi othile ubelapha yana ugcine baleka lana ukwenza izinto ezifana nalezi abantu betshelwa kodwa bangakholwa abaningi badliwe imali zabo yeah what you are going to say you must pay a certain amount for these healing powers labantu bane pride claiming ukuthi they have healing powers hayi Jesu Christ brother abamnika indawo kepha banika uduma ukuduma kuma ancestors bethi phela labantu abadlule emhlabeni sebesebenza noNkulunkulu nomdali yibo abashwelezelayo kule nto kuNkulunkulu ukuthi asithethele izono zethu those are deceptions my brother
sure
mase phambili singanaki even nezinkulumo ezigegayo singazinaki brother right because there's a power behind that there's a push siyazi mina na ukuthi the devil is behind that
absolutely
so ngiyabonga kakhulu to God be the glory my brother
thank you so much man I appreciate okay I lost the call there's a man who called me if you can call again and if there's something to rebuke please do call again it's fine just before 10:00 just call again 012-334-1322 he was telling me hey Muna you must never take the calls of that woman again but I want him to say it on his own to say it nevertheless we trust the father is doing you well blessing you so much in a mighty way we are not intimidated by anything that is untoward.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
All right, Lesego says, good evening, Pastor Ray. I was so surprised ka Sunday, Muruti, are batho ba bantsitseng tithe, batle kopile, batlo rapellwa. Now, my question is, how does that make people who can't tithe feel in church? Baruti batlisa division ka kerekeng. And they make people lose interest in church and loving God. That is Lesego there. That is Lesego saying that. Hey, yeah. Kushubi le shubi shubi leaye shubisto. Send us your WhatsApps 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Hey, Godfrey.
Good evening. The modus operandi of these false teachers is that first thing they do when you attend their services, they want to lay hands on you and all of you. In that process, they're stealing your mind, your spirit, your soul. You are under their control. Next thing, they attack the scripture. They substitute the culture or cultural practices and substitute scripture with a culture or a false belief. And then they know that people, they like to mix a tradition, a culture, and an ancestor and instead of the words of the Most High. They hate the Old Testament because it's got so many do's and don'ts which Ama believers should do and should not do. And they hate Yeshua because they want to supersede him. So he first thing also attack Oyashu. Once they attack him, they elevate themselves. That's how they operate.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate. Send us your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. And let's hear what you say there. Charles Sibego, I see you've sent that. Okay. Bongim Rapedi.
Hey, Pastor Ray, the believers of God and your guests. Mo radio pulpit. Kiutlelese topic, ne? Na I have a question. Ha ke pulusiwa, from something to the light. Ke pulusiwa from the darkness to the light. So why ha ke fitla go the light ebe ke kirea the same thing ene etswa go the dark, go in the darkness.
Ha.
Gora gore nke bentse ke remain le go teng. Nka se ka tswa go kirekeng ele batho ba ne ba pitikisiwa ba bolela ka maphelo a bone gore go etsagala eng ebe ke ya go Jesu be ke bolola same thing nka mpane ka lesa na go ke kerekang go teng ke rutule gore ke tshontse gore ke balance everything ka lentswe la Modimo a se mo lentswe la Modimo I'm not taking it so if o mpolella gore gatiketse in kereke inketse eng e se yo mo Bibeleng I'm not taking it. Go kile gatlalatlala mo location mo gona le ba evangedi ba tswa somewhere. Go te moruti o mong ke ga a bitsa fela a re gona le motho wa pereng paint e red. O kopa atle kopile. Bo mme ba bangata ba pere di paint tse di red ba ya kopile. So wa swa ba ya no ha ba fitla kopile kwa a re ke ra o lo apereng G-string. So moya o halalelang o bona dilo tseo Modimo o bona dilo tseo expose batho yana nna re itse prophecy go te ya edifya so e sa edifying expose batho in that way like ko lefatsheng go diriwa yalo yo ae go a tshosa ruri mare ke dinako tse Modimo bebele e buileng ka tsone gore di tloetsagala so tshwantse re bule matlho re tlhalefe.
Kaleboha, sister. Ausbongi, thank you so much. Kaleboha, kaneti. Time has really gone. Queen says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Pray for me. My life is a mess. I'm stuck. I pray for you. May the Father show you the way. May the Father show you the way and guide you in his path. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. Right, Deliwe Matlala says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Please tell Professor to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I still don't believe what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong. No, you heard the truth. It's not the first time this thing is happening. Kuthukwa Professor Buyisondezi. She must have a powerful anointing, man, to arouse such blasphemy. She must be so powerful to arouse such blasphemy. Time is really gone. Godfrey.
I don't know why people feel that they owe themselves to go to church every Sunday or to these false teachers. Because the scripture gives you a way out. It tells you exactly if in a church they're preaching a prosperity, leave that church. Simple, nothing else. Go home, sit, and then regroup. And then it also tells you, if they don't preach Jesus, leave that church. If the pastor is more famous than Jesus in that church, or Yeshua, or the bishop, or the titles, professor, doctor, pastor, apostle, zbanbani, then you know, if a person has got more than three titles, then you know that you're in the wrong place. And the people must not fear to leave these gatherings. The scripture says if you two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst. You can congregate and fellowship with Radio Pulpit or phone a friend or phone me As long as the two of us or three are talking about the Most High Yeshua, he's there in the midst. You don't need to go to these places and be fooled and be confused. And then if you go to a place where they mix our ancestor, amanzi, imithi, more than nama oils, more than the power of the word, Yeshua, no Holy Spirit, no Gulgul, then you're never in the wrong place. Stay away from there.
Yeah, I hear you. Let us close. Let me give you a minute each to close. What do you say, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. The last word will be from Acts 20, verse 30. It says, also from among yourselves, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. So these are the characteristics that we must check, that when people become more about themselves, speaking things that are ungodly, things that are not building, things that are not bringing grace to the hearer, that's what the scripture teaches us, we must be careful of such.
Yeah.
If we can be careful of such, we'll be able to stand strong, because we will protect ourselves and not allow those things to tamper with who we really are.
Absolutely.
Because God has warned us beforehand. Thank you very much, and I speak a blessing upon every one of you. Thank you, my brother.
All right, and Maachi, finally.
Quickly, Maachi, Romans chapter 16, number 17 and 18 speaks of the false teachers that are cunning, and they correct, and they will set their sight on churches and people that are spiritually naive, basically, and they will be teaching these false teaching. So we ought to guard the impressionable amongst us as new believers, as children of Abba, because they are like wolves attacking the smallest and the weakest ears. So false teachers will attack even the weakest amongst us as believers. So we ought to be aware of that. So, Aki, thank you very much. I appreciate you and all the listeners, the family of Radio Pulpit, and to Professor Buyiso Ndebe and her family. May she continue to be strong in Abaya Hawa. Aman. Halala.
Halala. I like it when Abantuma Baktuga Baktugela Indaba ka Christu. Ish, it's a beautiful thing, Mayahi. Ish, I don't apologize for that. I'm happy. If it happens, it's a sign. You know, it's a sign. It's a sign. You know, and this is not the first time. Anyway, thank you so much. Next week, we are going to be touching base on this issue. And it's a very beautiful one that we will be looking into next week. In line with this, then what is the true role of ministers? We will be looking into that next week. Professor, thank you so much. Much blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. Blessings to everyone. In the name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Tuda, tuda, tuda. And then, of course, thank you for listening. We talk again the coming week. May the Father be glorified at all times. We give him praise, worship, and we exalt his holy name. Thank you so much for the time. To the King above all else, he is Yahuwah Elohim. We give him glory. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we thank him that through Christ we continuously see his wondrous wisdom. And have a peaceful and a blessed night. Tuda!
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. Radio Pulpit Facebook.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You
and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.